Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of War Horse.
I watched the second half of War Horse.
And this
is the other half.
Steven Stinkers! I was going to do the same thing.
Yeah? Yeah? Sounds like we're going to do a podcast for way too long. War Horse, baby!
War Horse, baby!
I remember this movie came out. I was like, wow, look at that. That's a movie about a horse
war. About a movie about a war and a horse. Yeah. What war is it going to be about? It's kind of crazy. The last movie we saw was also about a war.
I was thinking that,
with
too.
The Germans.
Yeah, but this is the Great War.
This is the Great War. This is the first war. This is the 1917 war.
Yep. Classic.
The
throwback.
They Shall Not Grow Old war.
Exactly. The rough one. The rough meat grinder. One. No Man's Land war.
Exactly. Exactly.
Where I feel like every movie's like, everything's no man's land. It's all we got. We don't. All we have is trenches. And it's like, yep, that's that. You're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. It was, and you know what we also had? Horses.
Horses. Yeah. Because back then, the Industrial Revolution just started.
Yeah.
We're still using horses. We haven't transitioned
pretty much.
Off.
Yeah. Especially during wartime, because, you know, where we're going to get gasoline from.
Expensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Horses,
back then
though,
it was really expensive.
Horses. Yeah. Back then it was real expensive. You had to go find some hillbillies out in Beverly Hills to get their oil.
Hollywood?
Hollywood?
So, yeah, we're watching this one now. It's a movie about a horse and a kid who loved him.
Yep. That's basically it.
Yeah. I don't know.
This movie's very mixed for me.
I agree.
Big mix energy, because a few things. As I was trying to think about what I really felt about this movie, as I've only seen the second half, but I feel like there's some things I really like about it.
Yes,
I
agree with that.
I like the way...
I like the horse.
I like the horse. Horse is great. Great horse acting.
What's his name? Joey? Joey the horse?
Joey the horse.
Big fan
which
of the
I
horse.
Didn't get for a long time. It was like a reveal to me because I didn't know what the horse's name was for the longest time. They kept naming it different things. but that horse... great acting.
Yes.
Great acting. I love the horse. The
love
horse
the
is
horse.
Good. I did like the juxtaposition a few times where they used the horse as an analogy of just kind of like, hey man, these guys are treated like animals. And the people in the war are treated like...
Oh, also like
war,
animals.
Yeah, the people in the war are treated like animals. Yes.
These horses are treated
like
animals.
But these human beings are not
are
treated...
also treated like animals.
Much, not much differently, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In
fact, this horse lasts longer than most humans in this war.
Yeah. Honestly, it's very true. So that was an interesting concept they played with. I think there's so many beautiful shots in this movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's gorgeous. Absolutely.
That's the one thing I think across the board we can say about all these Spielberg movies. Incredibly well shot.
Yeah. That's
knows how to
true.
Put a camera in things.
Knows where to put a camera. How to tell a story. The movie's a little schmaltzy.
It's really fucking schmaltzy.
It's like, honestly, every time there was an animal on screen, they just did the animal and it was like maybe going to a human.
Yeah.
But anytime the humans acted, I was just like, it's just like...
The kid who plays
I don't know.
Albert, I hated.
Really?
I didn't like him.
You didn't like Jeremy Irvine?
His name is Jeremy Irvine?
Is that the Albert kid? Is
yeah,
the
he's the kid.
Right?
Yeah, he's the kid. He's just like, I love my
Joey.
Horse.
Well, you know, he had a reputation apparently as a method actor. For War Horse.
That's embarrassing. He's so bad in this.
Well, it's his first movie.
Oh, okay.
His very first movie. He wanted to commit. He wanted to show he can do it. He lifted weights and gained 14 pounds of muscle. Underwent 2 months of intensive horseback training and spent so much time recreating the Battle of Somme scene in the film. He got trench foot.
Whoa.
And in Railway Man, another movie he's in,
it's
he
really
lost,
showing
he
off.
Lost 14 pounds by starving himself for 2 months and performed his own torture scenes.
Whoa.
He's crazy. This guy's crazy.
Maybe one of these days we've got to do like an Irvine month or something. We watch a bunch of this motherfucker's movies.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know if I want to commit to that. But anyway, all the character lines just feel so much...
They're very schmaltzy. They're very like... they're very like surface level humanity.
Yeah, they're very surface level, like baby's first lesson in life, I guess
it
feels like. But in some way, I see what they're going for with
that.
Because this movie, at times, feels like a cartoon. We were speaking about the last movie, felt like a cartoon.
This also feels a bit like a cartoon.
This feels
the
like
goose.
A... Huh?
The goose?
I didn't see a goose in my half.
Oh, there's a goose in my half that just, like, every time a scene gets a little too, like, sad, a goose walks through the scene.
That's what I think. It's like, I feel like... The way they use the horse in this is like the horse is the main character. The horse is like literally like if this movie is called War Horse.
Right. It's not War Albert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if they did this as a cartoon, it would work. Like, if you picture every single scene as a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could see this being like, oh, man, I watched that really, like, remember we watched, used to watch fucked up movies in the 90s that were, like, really intense cartoons.
That, like,
about,
dog
like,
movie we saw for the podcast.
Dog movie?
Or no, not the dog one.
Oh, like Watership Down.
Watership
sort of
Down.
Shit. It was,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
like that, where it's like, damn, is this a kid's movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think it's trying to go for that. I think it's trying to do that in live action. I think they're trying to combine a animal focused cartoon and make it live action.
Right, right.
Two mixed results. I think because they're humans, it doesn't, they're like real people acting. It feels kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
When you could have had like a cartoon character saying these lines, I think it would have come off a little better.
I agree. Yeah.
So it's an interesting experiment in that sense. I just don't think it quite works.
I think the thing is like, I think, because I apparently it's based on like a book. They also made like a stage play out of this.
True story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But like, I think it's a cool idea of like, let's follow this horse and like, you know, we see like the rough beginnings and then somebody like training him and then he goes off to war. And then it's like a cool idea. Like, let's follow this horse through the entirety of like the Great War or whatever. Yeah. But it's like Spielberg has to add a level of like human schmaltz to it. And so we keep cutting back to like his family. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about fucking Albert and Ted.
I don't know anything about them. They never show up in my office with the area.
Oh,
I'm
then
like,
you are.
I'm like, look at this old man and this lady.
Rosie's great. I like that actor. But,
sure.
But yeah, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about this. Like, for the first half of my movie, I'm like, am I watching fucking like Racing Stripes? Like, what? That's what it felt like. I was like, what are we doing here? This is goofy as fuck.
Also, it's weird because this movie's PG-13.
Oh, it is.
So all the war scenes.
Super sanitized.
Yeah, I mean, they're still intense for sure, but like,
it's no Saving Private
it's
Ryan.
Like, yeah, it's still Saving Private Ryan, and because it is World War One, I'm like, when's Wonder Woman going to appear and like come across no man's land and save this horse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not a terrible movie. It's just
no.
It's just kind of.
It's definitely. It's no 1941.
It's a swing.
Here's the crazy thing. Mm. This movie is exactly the same length as 1941.
It's a lot more entertaining.
Which is crazy.
I was not
to think
checking
about.
The time the whole time.
Me neither. I was actually like invested in what was going on more often than not. But yeah, I agree. I think that's heart's in the right place. Obviously, I think it's a cool idea of like a meditation on like the humanity in wartime and how it is being used as workhorses. Mm-hmm. But some of that fucking like human drama shit is lose me with that shit.
It's just I just don't think it's well acted or executed or well written.
Yeah, or directed.
Really? I guess if you count the actors acting, yeah.
Yeah, matters. Like yeah. I think a lot of times when you like, especially because a lot of these actors are good. I mean, I guess I can't speak to. What is his name? Robert Irvine or whatever the fuck his name is?
Robert Irvine's the guy who's like bar rescue.
Yeah, I think it is.
Jeremy Irvine.
I guess I can't speak to Jeremy Irvine, but like all the other actors I've seen in other stuff and I like them. So like I think this is maybe a weakness of like Spielberg going like, okay, like really, really play up that emotion. Like really give it to us. And it's like, I don't know. I think like a more reserved. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I think that's the thing is because it doesn't have that grittiness of war.
Yeah.
And because you're following a fucking horse.
Yeah.
It feels a little like a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
fair.
Also, it's interesting.
Do you get any scenes with the horse interacting with other horses?
Yeah.
That shit feels like right out of like Babe or
something. Exactly. It
yeah.
feels like. Oh, but it feels. But to me, it reads more cartoony than Babes. So that's why like it that's actually really set me over where it's like the horse interacts and like you could feel like there was dialogue written for them.
Yeah, totally
but it's not said, so it's interesting.
It's far more interesting than the dialogue said by the humans, which are just like, you gotta work hard. you really gotta put your back.
You really
into
do
it.
Like that horse, don't you?
The horse is special to me.
I love this horse.
Yeah, that's what Robert L. Albert Irvine, what the fuck?
Jeremy Irvine.
He laid with a horse for a week just to get into the spirit of
what
really
kind of what kind of lay
horse. You, Mr. Hands.
Oh,
lay.
No.
Movie opens with the horizon being very high. I've been paying attention to this.
I know every time I thought about the horizon. Yeah. Horizon all over the place. Never puts in the middle.
Mm-hmm. If it's in the middle, it's boring as shit. Horse is lying on the ground. A boy watches a horse struggling to give birth. And then that horse, the little horse that is, you know, is just gotten born, gets older, and the boy watches. Horse and boy stare at each other. Mom horse is like, hey, stay focused.
Stop looking at my fucking son.
Yeah,
weirdo.
It's like, yeah, get away from my fucking son, you freak. I wrote the boy is super happy. the horse stared at him. I'm like, what in the fuck is up with this kid? This is Albert. He one day brings an apple to the horse, and the horse wants to take it, but he keeps running back to his mom. And
scared horse.
Majestic music plays as horse runs around, and he plays.
Yeah. Big sweeping score.
Yes,
that's like sweeping
this score.
This score
is so over the fucking top.
It's so sweeping, dude.
Oh my god! Like, I know he likes working with fucking John Williams, but can we like
so sweeping?
Oh my god! It's so over the top. Farmers take the horse and they sell him in the village. They end up separating the mom horse and the baby horse, and they're all very sad about it. And then a man, who we eventually learn is Ted, stares at the horse that is kicking and bouncing. This is the horse that we all learn is Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like, I love that horse. But he's looking for a horse to plow the field. He needs like a big, strong horse. What?
Like, if I thought for a second you say he's looking for a horse to plow.
He's looking for a nice fucking piece of ass. He's just looking at that horse. He's like, damn, bitch, look at that. He's like licking his lips.
Haunches.
Yeah. He's biting his lip. He's like rubbing his hands together.
And the horse is like,
Ted, what the fuck? You have a wife at home. He's like, damn,
not
get
right
that
now,
fucking
not
horse
right
in
now,
the back.
I don't. She's at home and I'm right here.
Yeah, right here, baby. No, he's staring at Joey and he's like, but the thing is he's looking for a big strong horse because he needs something.
Yeah, he is.
His hands, man. But the horse he wants, he's like, I know that horse is different. That horse is important. It is weird.
Hey, by the way, everyone, Mike keeps referencing Mr. Hands. Don't look that up. Just letting you know, if you don't know what it is, you're like, what is this thing? Don't look it up.
A man has sex with a horse that dies on camera. He films it.
Yeah, don't look that up.
Don't look that up. It exists on the internet. You can find it very
easily. I've lived my whole life not looking it up. I'm going to keep on doing that.
So he's like, I want that fucking horse. It is weird how much these people are obsessed with this horse. I don't understand. Like, Ted wants this horse. Albert is obsessed with this horse.
It's a pretty horse.
It's a nice horse, I guess. It's a nice horse.
It looks strong.
I don't care about horses as much is the problem, I think. You know?
Yeah, you're not a horse boy.
I'm not a horse boy, no.
Yeah.
I'm not Mr. Hands.
No.
But yeah, they're like, this is a thoroughbred. This is not for plowing. And so then the guy who's like selling horses, it's so funny, the guy is just like, hey, look at you fucking dumb ugly piece of shit. Like, he starts like roasting people. Like, everyone just like knows this guy, I guess. Yeah. So Ted is like, I'm gonna spend 30 guineas on that horse. He spends 30 whole guineas.
Fucking guineas are so much money.
And then he gives a bunch of like guinea
pigs. Why do they have such silly ass names?
I don't know.
In England, they just have the silliest fucking names for money and everything.
I'm gonna give him some guineas.
a bunch of quid out here.
It was so funny because like he's like, I'll give you one guinea, and then someone else is like,
probably
I'll
give
like him two.
Glitifer on it or something on the coin or something. I don't know.
It's just funny because then he's like, I'll give you seven, and then the guy next to him is like, dude, don't give him seven guineas. And I'm like, I have no frame of reference to how much seven guineas is. And then he shoots all the way up to 30 guineas.
Oh, yeah. Shit. 30 guineas? No shit.
But he's doing this because he wants to show up his landlord. Does the landlord come into play later in your half of the movie? He's got like red hair and
a
mustache.
Dude, we're in the war. There ain't no fucking landlords in the war. It's just the government.
It's just the government.
It's none of that shit. That's the thing. None of that shit matters.
And it's true. Because that is exactly what ends up happening later in my half of the movie. So Ted ends up taking the horse that is useless to him and possibly ruining him financially. He brings it home to his wife, Rosie, and his son, Albert. And Albert's like, oh, I wanted to fuck this horse ever since I saw it. But Ted doesn't know that. But Rosie's pissed. Rosie's like, bro, like, you, like, gave 30 guineas for this fucking horse and it's not even gonna help us plow the field.
30 old guineas,
and that's not gonna help us plow the field. And so she's like, I give you 1 month to break this horse in or else I'll take the horse back for 30 guineas. And I'm like, already I'm having trouble taking this seriously because you're throwing shit at like giddies and
like,
plowing me.
Like, yeah, like I get it. Sure. It makes sense probably at the time. This is something that does not work for modern audiences.
But then she goes over and she's like, Ted, you've ruined the family. And it's like this wide shot and it's like her in one half of the frame. And the other half of the frame is this fucking goose. And I'm just like, this shot is so, it feels so fucking silly. Like this goose is just like taking up so much of the shot. And I wrote down, this shot feels funny. Like we're not supposed to take this seriously when it's like, I feel like it should be taken seriously that Ted might have bankrupted the family for this fucking useless horse. Anyway.
I kind of love it, though. I love, in my mind, I just think this is a whole cartoon, right?
Yeah. And
so, like, framing everything with that makes this pretty awesome.
Watching this and imagining it like Fievel's family kind of makes it work a little bit more.
It makes it work.
So, Albert tries to break in the horse and raise it, but the horse is kicking and resistant.
How's he breaking it?
Yeah. Well, he's got to put a collar on it.
No.
No. He feeds the horse, and it's so funny. Like, I love this thing of, like, this guy's like, I'm a method actor, I'm really gonna commit to this, and here's how he breaks in the horse or gets the horse to trust him. He's just like, hey horse, I know you have a mom and you think you're alone because your mom's not around anymore, but don't worry horse, I'm your daddy now. And he's like, I own you and your name is Joey.
The horse is like,
and the horse is like, I guess I accept that.
I guess I'm Joey now.
And he's talking to him like he understands, like it's a fucking horse.
Mike,
what?
You own pets. You know how you talk to
them. Because it's different, because the movie makes us believe that, like, the horse understands him. Like, I talk to my pets. What? What?
You ever get real inebriated sometimes?
He's
you ever
a child.
Look,
he's
and you
not...
ever look at your pet
yes,
and be
I
like,
do. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You understand them.
Yeah.
They basically talk it back to you.
They do. They look at me in the eyes.
And you're like, I know.
And they're like,
saying.
Please turn Mr. Hands off.
Oh, that's just your wife.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
She also was saying that. Yeah. Please. Can we not watch Mr. Hands
turn
again?
It off. We've seen
can
it
we
like
watch
five
anything
times
else?
Already. And I'm like, babe, we just put it on to eat, too.
When we're finished eating, we'll watch something
we'll
else.
Watch something else. We'll watch whatever you want. But right now, we're eating. We have to watch Mr. Hands. It's the perfect amount of time for me to eat my food, too.
It's funny because anyway. I can't think of a worse video to watch. Like, I was like, I was thinking of a joke like, after we're done eating, we'll put on something worse.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. It's a man being fucked to death by a horse.
It's like, oh, we're going to watch fucking beheading videos from like terrorism in the 2000s.
Yeah, no. Being fucked to death by a horse is pretty bad. And then, so this all happens, and then a goose just follows the dad around, and it annoys him. And I wrote down goofy music plays. I'm like, what is going on?
It's a cartoon, Mike.
It's a cartoon. So Albert and Joey walk through a field, and Joey follows Albert everywhere, even when he wants to train the horse to stay. Basically, this scene is just like, Albert is able to train Joey incredibly well by just going like, hey, stay, and then the horse stays. And it's like, all right, come, and then the horse fucking jizzes everywhere.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it's
so
true.
Sorry.
It's, honestly, I was going to add a quote because he literally says, Joey, come. And I was like, you know what? That's a bridge too far. I'm sure Ethan's going to want to take this movie very seriously. And I'm now regretting that I didn't add a time code for that. Because it's this, imagine this, like, this fucking actor who takes himself so seriously that he, like, you know, lost weight and then gained it back and, like, went and lived with a horse or whatever the fuck he did. And he's been given words like, Joey, come.
I mean, look, here's the thing, Mike.
What?
Even in my half, he's barely with the horse. Mm. When he sees that horse, it's like a long-lost lover,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're not wrong. There's a vibe.
He's really committed to that horse.
It's hard to really make this story
work
without him wanting to fuck the horse. It takes a level of maturity that
it
you will not find
does.
On the Other Half podcast.
And this movie, it's like, it really, it's crazy. It's like Spielberg made this movie and he never for a second thought like, maybe I should make it feel like Albert doesn't want to fuck the horse. Like, you know, like maybe I should throw one or two scenes in there where like Albert is like, has a girlfriend.
Well, it's also just like, I don't know. There's so many movies where people like find their pets or whatever,
yeah,
and they don't. And
like,
you're like,
I like when we watch Racing Stripes. Not for a second were we like, Hayden Panettiere wants to fuck that zombie, like that
zombie.
That zombie. No, that zebra. You know,
you're right.
Never
yeah.
for a second were
no,
we thinking.
No, but
that.
She really. What we do? She really cared about
we
it.
Care? Yeah, exactly. In
yeah,
this
you're
movie,
right. This movie makes it sound like he wants to fuck.
He
that.
Really wants to.
The
fuck
fact
that
he saw a birth is like very weird.
It's very strange. It adds a very strange. It like brings an apple, like a fucking little like treat. I don't know. There's something off about this man. It's I don't know what it is. There's something. Off.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the landlord arrives and they don't have enough money. And Ted says, please wait. We're going to plow the field and we're going to crop and we're going to sell it. But landlord's like, bro, I can't wait. The war's coming. And then Rosie's like, please, can you please just wait?
The war's
and then,
coming. What are they going to fucking take his land away?
Yes.
Oh.
They're going to be, he's going to be like, I'm going to take your land away. I shouldn't have sold it to you in the first place. And he says, all right, here's what I'll
Why,
do.
Why though?
What? Why? Because they're not paying for it.
Yeah, right. Classic landlord move.
Yeah, he didn't pay for the land. We're going to take it away.
I mean, I don't know why the war matters. needs
because
that
he needs the money, but he's rich. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Either way, basically, he's just like, here's what I'll do.
We still need a motivation as landlord.
We need a motivation for the movie, right? So he's like, here's what I'm gonna do. If you can get that horse to plow, you don't even need to sell anything yet. You don't need to even plant crops. If you can just get the horse to plow the field, I will let you keep the horse and your farm. But if, because basically the field that they wanted to plow, one, apparently, this is a bad horse to plow, fields. And the other thing is apparently the field that they wanted to plow was like just rock. Like there's no
That's
way.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work for a horse that already doesn't want to do it. And so then the landlord's like, if you can do that, then I'll let you keep the farm and the horse. But if not, I'm going to take the farm and I'm going to take the horse.
Damn.
And so then
he has any right to take the horse, but okay.
Well, I know. And then the landlord is like, at this point, it's like, it's so serious, it's so important. And then the landlord runs away from the farm because the goose chases him off.
This movie rocks. Forget it.
So then Ted, So then Ted attempts to collar the horse to get him to plow. But then the horse knocks Ted over. So Ted's like, fuck this horse. And he pulls a gun on the horse to shoot it. And I'm like, bitch, why aren't you selling the horse? Like, just sell the horse for money.
Yeah, that horse still has value, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You can't get anything. Maybe you get less, but whatever.
But yeah. So then this guy's a fucking idiot. So the son, Albert, stands in front of the gun. And he's like, I promise I will get the horse to plow the field. So then the next day, Albert's like, I'm going to try to collar this horse. And he tries to put the collar on the horse to get it to be attached to the plow. But the horse is like, don't fucking put a collar on me. Like, I'm a thoroughbred. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Albert's like, I know how I'm going to put the collar on him. So Albert puts the collar on himself first. And then he like leans into the horse. And it looks like he's about to kiss this fucking horse.
Yeah.
And then he rolls the collar over onto the horse's neck.
It's okay. I could be the sub for a little bit.
And I wrote down.
You could be the sub now.
And it looks like he's about to kiss the horse. And then it cuts to the goose watching all of this.
Man, I'm so sad as his goose. Ain't no goose
in my house.
I'm sad
that there's no goose in your house. This goose is like a main character in my house.
No, even the family reunites at the end. There's no.
Never a goose. They probably cooked it. They're probably hungry.
Yeah. It's tough times. War takes from everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So Albert brings Joey to that shitty field to get at the plow, and the landlord arrives. It's so funny. There's nothing else to do in this like village, so the landlord shows up to just watch Albert try to train the horse and fail, and he just shows up and laughs at this kid. And then he goes up to Ted and he's like, I fucking hate your stupid fucking farm, and your stupid son's an idiot, and I don't know why I let you move into this farm in the first place, and also I fucking love your wife, she's so fucking hot. Jesus
Christ.
What is
going on? Yeah. I feel like Mike's making this up.
He's like, you don't take care of your farm, you don't take care of your fucking wife, Ted. Oh. And Ted's like, fuck this shit. He walks away. He doesn't even stand up for himself. And then Albert has to like whip to scare the horse into like plowing. They really turned into like a whole BDSM situation.
Yeah,
he cracks the whip, and then Joey runs and he drags Albert with him, and the landlord laughs. And then we suddenly everyone's hearing about this fucking kid who's trying to get the horse to plow. So they all just show up and laugh at him.
Man, it's a boring ass town.
It is. So it's like everyone from town is going to watch. And then it starts to rain. So
there's a horse show over here.
Yeah, 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 donkey show.
Yep.
Everyone starts to show up, but then it starts to rain. Uh-huh. And so the landlord's like, all right, Ted.
It makes it hard to plow when it's wet.
No, it makes it really easy to plow.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
you know
it
what
does.
I'm saying? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
It does, motherfucker.
That's Mr. Hands.
So the landlord's like, hey, Ted, I give you till Thursday, 2 days to move out of here. But because the ground is wet from all the rain, the horse is able to easily plow and cutting through the fields, all great. And everything's great. And then the landlord goes up to Rosie and he's like, you know, if we had a son together, he wouldn't be out there in the rain. And Rosie's like, I'm going to fucking poke your eye out, you fucking creep. Don't ever talk about my son and me ever
again.
Weird. It's very strange. So the next day, Joey and Albert are exhausted because they've plowed the entire field. And it's all great. And then Albert's like, Then they just like cut to the next scene, and Albert's like, I don't like how much dad drinks. He's a fucking drunk. And mom's like, yeah, he's a drunk because he went to war and he saw some really scary shit. And he shows his, her son, like, you know, Ted's like military medals.
Does he have a little bandana thing?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then he's just like, yeah, when he came back from the war, he threw all of his medals aside. He wasn't proud of whatever he did over in Africa during the war. And the movie does not want to talk about it either. And he's like, he's tough because he's proud, or he's tough because he's not proud of what he did. And Albert's like, I'd be proud if I went to war and I killed people. I'm like, yeah. Jesus Christ. So Ted has like a bum leg in the field and he's planting crops. And one cut later, the field is flourishing with the,
what they growing?
Oh my God. What is growing? It? Onions?
Corn? Onions? Something they could be like, growing onions.
They're growing some in the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a root vegetable.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
So you couldn't tell what it was because it's underground.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. The landlord's son drives a redhead around trying to impress her in the car, but the lady's more impressed by Albert riding a horse. He returns home just as it starts to rain. It's leaking in the house. The goose gets into the house. And then the next morning, the rain has destroyed the entire crop. And they are out of all of the money that they have.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they don't have any money.
Oh no. Fucking goose. I can't believe the goose came and cursed them.
Goose, no, man. The goose is like, it's fucking wet out there, bro.
I don't want to be out there. Those crops aren't going to be out there.
And so then the next day, Ted is like, I don't know how we're going to make the money. And Ted talks to his wife, Rosie, and he's just like, Rosie, if you hate me, I'd understand. And Rosie's like, maybe I'll hate you more, but I'll never love you any less, she says.
Aww.
Which is very cute. And then I want to say 5 minutes later, she's like, I fucking hate you so much for what he does. Because then there is war in Germany. They're going to war with Germany. Yeah. So the very next day, Joey's gone. And Rosie's crying. And Albert has runs into town because Ted, the dad, is selling Joey for 30 guineas. So exactly the same amount of money that he had bought him for.
Bad return on investment.
Very bad return on investment.
You know, what are you going
to do? So I wrote down the 30 guineas because I'm like, he didn't make any money off this fucking horse. Albert cries and says if the horse is going to war, then he is too. But the captain who's buying the horse is... Do you know who plays the captain?
Is it Benedict Cumberbatch?
No. It's Loki.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do see him. Yeah.
So he's like, look, I only have 30 guineas and I need a horse. And he says this to Albert. And he's like, I am going to take care of your horse. I will make sure that I write to you all the time about how the horse is going. And once I'm done, when the war is all over, I'm going to bring the horse back to you. I promise. He says.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And so without Albert, the horse is flipping out and it tries to escape. And I wrote down, there's lots of points of view from the horse, like horse's perspective.
Uh-huh.
We meet Topfold, who is another horse. It's like a big black horse, uh-huh, and is owned by Dr. Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, so that's where Benedict Cumberbatch is.
Yes. So Topfold and Joey and a bunch of other horses charge in a field, and Joey's faster than Topfold.
Where are they charging at?
Just like, I think it's like before the war. They're just like, hey, let's see who's the fastest. Yeah. Loki writes a letter to Albert and tells him how the horse is doing, and he even draws a little drawing of a horse. And now it's France, 1914. Loki's friend Charlie is clearly nervous about seeing combat. He's the guy that's got the hat. Do you see a guy with a hat near half the movie? Yeah, that's Charlie.
Yeah.
He's worried about combat.
He's got a silly voice, right?
He's got a really goofy voice. And he's got big old brown eyes. That guy, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what he sounds like.
Yep.
So they're like, we're going to go in for a surprise attack. And they're like, we cut to the German army and we hear the horses approaching. And, you know, they're caught unawares. You know, they're just in the middle of shaving and stuff. So the Germans then retreat into the forest where there's already guns prepared. This was actually a trick for the British.
Oh, no.
And the British only have swords when the Germans have gunfire. And so they just start shooting in to all the horses. And we see Loki on Joey. And then we cut. And then we see Joey without a rider. So we assume that Loki's more than likely dead.
R.I.P. Loki.
And then Doctor Strange is surrounded. This was a trap. Many
Doctor
men
Strange
and
is there or is it horses there?
Doctor Strange is there. Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
So that is with his horse.
He's with the horse, but he's taken as a POW.
Oh, okay.
John McCain. So then Topfold and Joey are taken by the German army. They will be used to carry the injured, and they attach them to a horse-drawn ambulance. Joey teaches Topfold. The horse teaches another horse how to wear a collar, uh-huh, which saves Topfold's and Joey's life.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie is taken into the hospital. Loki's letter is delivered to Albert, but it's actually a letter announcing that Loki is dead And so Albert suspects that Joey must be dead as well.
Right.
Germans are going to move to the front lines. However, Gunter, a German boy, a little boy who helps the sick and drives the horses and is really close with Joey, stays back. But his brother is going to the front lines. This angers Gunter because he wants his brother, who's only 14, to be safe. And so he attaches that handkerchief to the back of him. And he's like, this is for luck. This is to protect you. Okay. But it's not really for luck. He's using it so that he can identify his brother from behind. And then as they're all marching, the Germans are all marching to the front.
Mm-hmm.
He identifies his brother by like the handkerchief on the back of him and grabs him and puts him on a horse. And they basically go AWOL together.
Ooh.
And they hang out in a little windmill. They hide there. And the younger brother, the 14-year-old brother, wonders if their dad will be upset. And, you know, he's like, I was proud to go to war. I wanted to go to war. I wanted to fight. And their plan is to basically sleep at right at night. And sleep
I've seen All Quiet on the Western Front. That shit gets snuffed out real quick.
Yeah, it really fucking does. Yeah, he's not seen any actual combat. So I'm assuming that's why he's like excited to do it. So then we suddenly hear, this is my favorite part of the whole movie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's the only good part of the whole fucking movie.
The only good part?
Well, this is one of the best parts of the movie. Yeah.
Well, the goose. The goose is great.
I don't like the goose.
You don't like the goose?
The goose feels like the fucking pelican or whatever.
But it doesn't say anything. In
yeah, it has the same
stripes?
Energy, man. Yeah, Racing Stripes.
That's true.
So we hear a vehicle approaching.
That's
we
how
see
powerful
lights.
This movie is.
What?
Steven Spielberg can make a character that doesn't speak feel like an annoying ass character
yes.
who wouldn't shut the fuck up.
And that's the strength of Steven Spielberg as a director.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, these two brothers hear vehicles approaching. And the brothers and the horses wake up. And it's the German army. They've come to retrieve them. And they ask, like, was this a mistake? And the boys say, it won't happen again, I promise. And they're like, okay. So they take them out. And then they put them out in the middle of the field. And they fucking kill them.
How fucking cool is that shot, though?
Incredible shot!
So
because it's right
good.
Behind a windmill.
And the windmill, like, goes up. And then you hear the bang. And then they're on the ground.
They're gone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was such a good... And I was just like, oh, yeah, we're probably going to follow them for another 20, 30 minutes. And
No, they're fucking dead.
They're fucking dead.
Yeah.
So... I was like, I actually watched a little bit over, I think. That's why we had like
it was
an overlap.
Cool.
So I was like, this is dramatically investing. Like, I want to see what happens to Gunter and his brother. They're fucking
beautifully
dead.
Shot.
Incredibly well shot.
We get a shot afterwards where the horse.
Yeah. Who's in the windmill still.
Who's in the windmill still. You see I love the shot because it's just a shot of the horse. And you see the eye of the horse. And you see a reflection of the doors opening and like a little girl standing there. And she goes, oh, and she goes, closes the door and comes back. And I did not realize this is the first time she sees
the horse. Right.
But she returns with like these buckets to feed them. And I'm like, oh, this kid is French. This kid is French as hell.
Parlez-vous français?
Yeah. Apparently the wind's going fast. It's going crazy.
Oh, the windmill.
And she goes back to her grandpa. And she's basically like, long story short, she's like, mom and dad are dead and you won't tell me. Also.
Are they speaking English?
Yes, they're speaking English.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they actually are speaking English. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
You know
what
I mean?
I know what you mean.
He gives her some medicine, and he's like, okay, well, you tell... like, and he keeps talking about, like, the wind's so strong, it'll lift you off the ground. She's like, well, you tell me about the wind, and I'll tell you about the horses. He's like, horses? He's like, Emily, you cannot ride horses. You're not allowed to. He's like, well, if no one comes and gets them soon,
I'm gonna ride them.
They're going to be mine.
Motherfucker.
Like, you can't ride them. You're not allowed. And immediately she's trying to teach the horses how to jump. She wants to have a little show horse. She's a horse girl all the way.
She's a horse girl
all the way through.
Yeah.
So she's trying to
teach. A French horse girl.
She's trying to teach Joey how to jump. And she gives it a name. I don't remember the name. I didn't realize that the names are going to be changed the whole time, so I forgot to write it down.
It's okay.
But she gives a little name. And
wasn't Joey probably
it was not
though.
Joey though, no. And trying to get her to jump, but the horse is like, I don't want to jump, and just like walks over this little tiny fence.
Yes. Joey never jumps. Joey's not a jumper. Yeah. There's one scene earlier where Joey's being ridden by the kid that owns him originally.
Yeah.
And he's trying to jump over a fence and he doesn't. He stops. So yeah,
got
he's just
it.
Not a jumper
and walks around it, he tries to get food. Emily's upset by this. And then she's like, oh, you know, don't tell Grandpa. I'm gonna try to ride that horse.
Ooh.
But then the German army shows up, and the grandpa's like, you gotta hide these horses. So they hide the horses, or she goes and hides them, and the soldiers just take everything from them.
Mm-mm.
They take all their food, all their crops. It's like, you gotta pay up your fee. You know, everyone, the army has gotta go. We gotta keep this war running. And all these people, like, they have, like, people that come out and, like, start harvesting the field. They take all the preserves. This guy makes jam, apparently. And then the soldiers are like, find some medicine. And they're like, oh, is your daughter sickly? And they're like, don't you dare hurt my daughter. I'll kill you all.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, yeah, it's fine. But you're being an asshole. So I'm, so I'm actually going to, like, I was going to let you keep your little, like, stock pot here that I don't understand how it works. But I'm going to steal it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take all the stuff. And next season, we're going to be back.
Oh, shit.
So don't you worry. We're going to keep taking what we need.
Not cool.
We need to keep running this war.
Not cool.
And they leave. They did not take the horses because they did say there was livestock there because they saw that there was fresh hay in one of the stables. And they're like,
there's horses about.
And he's like, she's like, no, we do something else with it. That's not that. I eat
it ourselves.
I did, for some reason, not write down what they said.
You didn't write anything down.
I didn't write anything down. Look, I'm trying to edit, Mike.
That's true. I appreciate it.
But basically, she made some excuse up for why there's no hay.
And it worked.
Hay. Yes, and it worked.
Got it.
It worked perfectly fine. I was like used to like stuff our clothes or something like that. Anyway, so they're actually in her room, which I guess they never decide to look in.
Mm-hmm.
So then
the horses are in the child's bedroom.
Yes. They're just sitting in the child's bedroom.
Oh my God. Okay.
Like the little girl. She's the horse girl. She's going to protect
the horses. That's true.
So then she's like, it's my birthday, Grandpa. Tell me what happened to my mom and dad. And then he's like, do you know that the French have the best carrier pigeons? And she's like, I don't care about these pigeons. It's like, well, they basically go to the front and they're released and they're told to go home. Mm-hmm. And they can't look down. They never look down. And I think they make it all the way home without ever looking down. And I think that's the bravest thing.
Wow.
Which I assume is him trying to basically tell a shitty story about like, hey man, don't look at the past. Just keep going forward.
Yeah.
It's like, fine. So we never find out what happened to the parents. But
okay.
He does give her a saddle as a gift and says, you know what? You can ride. It was your mom's. I hid it because I didn't want you to get in the riding because you're sick. You can't.
Oh, she's sick as well?
No, she is sick. Like, that's what they were mentioning earlier.
That's right.
And she's clearly got some sort of disease. And they're like, he's like, go on there, ride slowly. She gets on there, he's like, ride over that hill and come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hanging out with her with the black horse and she's riding Joey and she goes, and the dark horse starts getting upset, starts jumping up and down. He's like, oh, what's going on? So they go back to the windmill, and it's covered in Germans.
Oh.
And they're trying to take the horse from her.
Oh, my God, no.
And they're like,
not Joey.
They're like, please, please, please don't take the horse. It means everything to my daughter or my granddaughter. Like, please leave it. And the officer's just like, the war has taken everything from everyone. I need these. It's like, just leave the little horse. It's like, nope, sorry.
No.
And then it's like, okay, well, what's going to happen to him? And he says, well, we're going to hook him up and they're going to pull artillery until they die.
Jesus Christ.
And Emily just starts crying.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my God. So
Emily in Paris?
Yes, Emily in Paris. Well, she's the original Emily.
Yeah, that's
Paris.
Right. That's right.
She was born there.
She's actually Paris. Yeah. A Parisian.
The German quartermaster is there and he's just like, hey man, oh wow, look at these horses, I gotta take care of them now. And it's like such a pity we have to do this, but they have all these horses like fucking strapped up pulling this artillery up a hill. One of them falls over.
Damn.
And the freaking general guy just walks up, shoots it in the head and says, give me another horse, give me that
Jesus,
give me that black one. And I guess the black one has an injury. Did that ever happen in your half?
I don't remember that.
Okay. No. Well, they're like, this one's kind of,
I mean,
like,
I assume it got injured because it was like, it was the one that had a Benedict Cumberbatch on it. So it probably got like fired at, you know?
Yeah. So maybe it was shot or something. in the leg. So the quartermaster guy's like, no. Look, take the brown one. It's going to be better. And he gives them names too. And he's like, you best not get attached to these horses. They aren't going to last long. They're just tools here. And he's like, look, we're not going to do that one. His leg's not very good. So he's like, I don't care. Bring the big black one over here because the black one is bigger. It's a hauler horse,
right?
Probably
right.
One that could probably run a plow pretty well.
Yeah, probably. You want to plow that big black horse.
Exactly. So, but the horse gets up there and the little brown Joey comes up and is like, hey, starts neighing and everything. He's like, look how much more energy this one has. And the guy's like, fine, hook up that horse. So that horse, you know, Joey sacrifices himself.
Joey sacrifices for a top hat or whatever.
Yeah, so for a top hat.
What the fuck is this, the one's name?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It was never mentioned in my half.
Oh, okay.
So they go and they start grabbing. And these horses are having a bad bad fucking time. Like, bad fucking time.
I can imagine.
And the audio. And then this is when I kind of noticed it felt like a cartoon movie. You know that moment in like any movie where it's like the hero is going through something horrible, is in a horrible situation? It felt like that, where it's like, look how much we're fucking up these animals, you know? And it's like, I can see it in a cartoon form where it's like, you just see these horrible machines being pulled up by these horses. The horses are tired. You see in their faces and they're suffering. And you see these animals or these humans come in and like whipping them. But you don't see the humans' faces really. They're kind of a side thing.
It's like Dumbo.
It's very much like Dumbo. Yeah. Shout out to Dumbo from the last movie.
And then the horses pull out a cell phone and then it turns them into like mindless slaves as well.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Like one of those kinds of cartoons. Mm-hmm. Just like, ugh. I hate social media.
They start working at Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
So takes place. The horses have a bad time. And then they finally get the artillery up there. They start firing. Mm. And there's all these flashes of the artillery going off. And we see it from the British side now. And we see the British people looking up. And they're like, oh. And it looks cheesy for some reason. Because they're not in a group of shot of all the lights going up. They're individually shot with the light going. And you see each other interactions. And it feels like cheap in a weird way.
Probably like bad blue screen.
I don't know. Or just maybe they just filmed it in like one spot. But anyway, we do a little time jump. It's 1981 now in France.
Whoa. And that horse is still alive?
Well, we don't know that. Because we're on the British side now. And they're talking about like... getting all this, their valuables back. And we see the main character. What's his name?
I don't know.
You don't know his name? All right, Mr. Jeremy Irvine, our main character.
I'm looking it up right
and his
now.
Little goofy friend.
Albert.
Albert. It was his goofy-ass friend name?
I don't know his, I do not know his friend's name.
You wrote it down, a little goofy guy, I thought. Whatever.
No, I don't know that
well,
guy's name.
This little
name.
Goofy guy's there, and they're talking to like the general there, the leader, I guess. And he's like, I heard you guys are making bird calls. You're weird anyway.
Yeah.
We're all from the same town. Like, remember that time me, you, and Joey raced with a car? What girl was that with you? And he's like, I don't care. And he's like, all I remember is the part where you, our main character, Albert, fell on your bum. And they're like, Narcot, you're always, that's his last name.
Sure.
They're always entertaining. And his fucking stupid friend looks at him and goes, you did that? You fell on your bum? It was so weird.
Yeah, I don't like the friend. This is why I didn't bother writing his name down, because I didn't give
a shit.
Yeah, he sucks. Big time.
So they're all like, stay calm, boys. We're going to go over that fence soon. We're going to make the big charge. There's all these explosions of dudes with artillery. And Albert says like the cheesiest line. He's like... He's like, you know, this is the worst day of my life, but I'm glad I'm doing it with one of my best friends.
Wow.
I know. And
this idiot.
I'm glad to have you guys cheering me on. Like, I appreciate it. And they're taking all their personal belongings, but he goes back and takes his little drawing of the horse. Which is like what you'd do if, you know, you had a loved one or like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Take their image. But, you know, whatever. So the little goofy guy, he seems a little scared. So what the general does is like, all right, everyone, we're all going to charge over there. And you, my buddy, you're actually going to stay here. Hmm. And if any one of your comrades comes back, you're going to have to shoot him and kill him.
Whoa.
They can't come back here. And he's like, what? And then Albert's like, that's good. You'll probably survive then if you stay back here. You'll be okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We might all get killed, but you'll be okay. And he's like, all right. So they all... charge over there, and that blonde guy who was being mean to Albert earlier actually gets shot, but not killed. He just gets injured, and they're like, oh my god. So he like brings him, and there's just bullets going everywhere. It's very chaotic. I mean, you know, it's no man's land. It's just getting fucking in a meat grinder. People are dying everywhere. In fact, there's artillery shell earlier that hits someone, and a bunch of people fly up. None of them dismembered, though. They just fly in the air. There's just whole people flying in the air.
With no blood.
That's why I was like, I don't know if artillery shell would pretty much shred a person, but, you know, if they want to just fly in the air, too, that's pretty scary. But, yeah, so they charge across there. They get the, you know, bagpipes going and everything. And then it's so scary that some guys start coming back because they're like, no one's going to. Earlier, Albert covers him. He's like, no one's going to come back.
Oh, my God.
Three people come back and they look and they're like, you're going to shoot me, bro?
Yeah, we're going to shoot him. Yeah.
And he's like shaking. He's like, and he points the gun quick and he's like, and he drops the gun and just runs up into the trenches himself.
Oh, wow.
All these other guys kind of cower back. Our hero, Albert, sees a machine gun guy, throws a grenade on it, blows it up, rushes into the trenches, and everyone there is dead.
Oh, my
all
God.
All the Germans are dead.
That's crazy.
They all have gas masks on and are dead. And then the guy, our buddy, our little goofy guy, runs all across no man's land and arrives. And in fact, it scares Albert a little bit, and Albert almost shoots him,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't. And they're like,
that's relief.
And they're like, Albert, we fucking made it, dude. We lived.
Yeah.
We did great.
And then something happens.
And then some guy goes, gas, gas, gas. Yeah. And then gas comes. And you just see our little idiot friend sitting there going, Halby. And then all this gas covers him.
Oh. Is that a pretty cool shot? Sounds pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. It was pretty cool. So we cut back to our horse. And we see the poor German quartermaster private
mm-hmm.
walking these horses. And they look fucked up, man. They've been carrying years. This artillery for a lot.
Yeah.
And the Black Horse is there, and it's starting to slow
Top
down.
Golf.
Top Golf. Top Golf is there.
Yeah.
And the commander's like, come on, hurry him up. And he's like, this one's leg is messed up. He needs a rest. He needs something. And they're like, I don't care. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. German efficiency. I don't care. Keep him going.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to take you guys off for a second. And the Black Horse just starts laying down. He's like, no. Oh, shit. What am I going to do? I can't get in trouble for this. And then the Black Horse closes his eyes, and it fucking dies.
Holy shit.
Worked
oh
to death.
Oh, my God.
And the brown
awful.
Horse is so sad. And yeah. It's just, like, pawing at it and trying to get it up.
That's really sad.
And the quartermaster
trying to get it up. It needs to be plowed.
No. Like, not during this time. But, like, in fact, the quartermaster has to run away because this – the tank comes, and we have to get out of here. Like, they're losing ground because the
right.
British are taking the ground.
Right.
And they're like, we have to get out of here. But so the guy has to run, but the brown horse, he stays with the black horse while the black horse is dead. And just all these people are running away, mourning and sad. Mm. And a fucking tank shows up.
Oh, no.
A tank shows up, and they don't show it, but this tank clearly runs over the black horse.
Oh, no.
Crushes it. Oh, they don't show it, but
that's
I'm like,
so cruel.
It goes right in the path of it.
Oh, my God.
And so the. Our little black horse runs away. Joey runs
you mean
in there.
Brown horse,
yes. Black horse is,
black horse
not,
is
running,
dead.
Not running
yeah,
nowhere.
Don't go anywhere.
He run into the ground.
Yeah.
This little brown horse is running around.
Joey
looking around, and he gets kind of stuck. And like, there's all these traps everywhere. There's all this barbed wire. Can't go anywhere. And the tank just keeps coming for it. And I'm like, what's this tank's problem?
Yeah, right.
But the tank just keeps going. The horse is like, what the fuck do I do?
And then out comes Dan Aykroyd.
No. Nothing crazy happens. That would fix this, except the horse gets cornered and it looks at the tank. And this shot was fucking crazy. It runs at the tank, jumps on the tank, and jumps over the tank.
Whoa.
And I was like, holy shit. And
was that like a CG horse?
I don't know. I think that might have been real.
Wow.
There's parts where it does become CG, but
yeah,
not
yeah,
during
yeah.
this part.
That's cool.
Think. It looked good enough where it tricked me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ethan's
got a very clever
eye. I love
yeah.
the CGI. I love it. But then it starts running. It just keeps running. Runs to the battlefield, runs through these trenches, falls in the trenches.
Oh, no. This poor horse.
And it's very dramatic. I mean, this shot looks fucking awesome, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is CGI horse, but it falls, obviously.
Sure.
Like, it tries to jump over the trench, falls into the trench, runs through the trench, escapes the trench, runs across no man's land through a ton of barbed wire. And this part is crazy. It runs through barbed wire. It has to be CGI, but it looks so crazy how... It runs through one layer of barbed wire, just keeps running.
Mm.
Another layer of barbed wire keeps running.
Is it bleeding?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Keeps running towards the British side.
Yeah.
And eventually gets another part of barbed wire, but then the like tracks that are holding the barbed wire up, the two little like
posts,
kind of whatever they are, they get latched upon like a wall, and the horse does a fucking flip over itself and falls and gets caught in the wire and can't get up.
Oh no.
And I'm just, and it's like the camera, it like literally looks at the camera and it's just like, I'm so fucked. Like you could sail in its eyes. Some good horse acting.
And somebody comes up to the horse and it's like, why the long face?
Why the long face? So they're like, the British here were like, there's no way, they see the horse. And they're like, is that a cow? And they're like, like, no, it's a horse.
You fucking idiot. You think it's a fucking cow?
And they're like, it's a horse. Like, how could a horse survive out there? I'm like, why'd you think a cow would survive out there?
You fucking idiot, you moron. Get out of here.
And one guy's like, we should save that horse. And they're like, what are you fucking stupid?
Yeah, it's a war.
You're going to run out there and save the horse?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to do it. He's like, you get back here. And he just goes and runs out there waving
crazy.
A white flag. And the Germans see this and like, shoot that guy. Or like, no, like, they don't say shoot him. They say shoot around so he goes back in his hole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a trick, right?
Yeah.
And they shoot it, And he's like, hey, I want a white flag here. I'm just getting the horse.
Jesus Christ.
And they go, and they... He gets there, and he's like, oh, I'm an idiot. I didn't bring any fucking gloves or wires to get you undone. You are fucking really stuck in there.
Yeah.
And we see a German guy appear.
And it helps the horse, too.
He's like...
This is stupid and lame, and I hate this.
It is.
But...
I'm a sucker for this sort of thing. Like, this shit happened. Like,
yeah, it did.
It did happen, like, especially in World War One, where they're just like, we're going to take Christmas off, not shoot each other.
Yeah.
Which is just
crazy to think about.
It's crazy to think about, because it's just such an awful, like, we just saw the most meat grindery war ever.
Yeah.
Of these people just turning each other into pulp. But it's like, we don't have any command to, like, attack right now, so we're just going to chill
out.
Let's
just help this horse.
Let this horse go through. Like, in a way, I could buy it happen.
Sure.
But
it's a little goofy.
It's a little goofy.
It's a little schmaltz.
So, yeah, he has some wire cutters, and he's like, hey, you know, I can help you with this. And he's like, oh, you speak English good. And he's like, I speak English well.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Think he's a fucking cow.
Which is very funny.
I like it.
So he tries to get the cutters. He's like, how do we cut them? You can cut it here, but it might whip around and scare them. Mm. And they do this whole thing. And eventually... They're like, oh man, I wish I had some wire cutters. Like, hey, give me some wire cutters. They throw a bunch of wire cutters at the Germans do. And very efficient. And they start figuring out ways to cut it. They're joking about, like, so how's the trenches over there? And he's like, you know, great. We love it. We have a great time over there. We're partying, we're having champagne. It's awesome. You know, the rats love it. He's like, oh, you need some more rats, we could send them over there.
That's
jokes
pretty
like
cute.
That. Like,
pretty cute.
Little things like, you know, scare the women away. He's like, oh, German women love rats. What are you talking about? We love it over there. They have a good time. He's like, hey, a big beefy German woman. He's like, yeah, that's great. They're having a laugh. They're having a laugh while they're trying to get this horse.
Yeah.
And they eventually get it free, and the horse is injured. And they kind of lament, like, man, it's kind of sad. Like, horses, like, they just want to run. Like, this horse probably is running away and got caught.
Yeah.
But we taught him to run towards war. That's kind of fucked up.
This is so stupid.
I know.
This is dumb.
And he's like,
we should let this horse run free.
Yeah, it's a war horse.
Oh,
we made
no.
it a war horse.
No. This is so dumb.
And then they get it free, and they're like, wait, we're going to keep the horse. Like, I'm going to take the horse back. He's like, wait, but I used the bolt cutters.
Yeah.
I had the resources. Like, you should give it to me. And
yeah.
He's like, well, it's clearly a British one. And he's like, well,
here's how the war starts.
And he's like, why don't we box each other? And the British guy's like, I'm not going to start another war over this.
Yeah.
Let's just flip a coin. He's like, all right. So they flip a coin. The British guy wins. He's like, all right, that's fine. Well.
Goodbye.
Thank you. It was an honor. You stay
Can't
safe.
Wait to kill you.
Stay safe out there. And he's like, glad we didn't shoot for a bit. He's like, don't worry. In a half hour, we'll be shooting again.
Yeah.
that's
sweet.
So they go and... We see our heroes return, and Albert's blind. He can't see anything because of the gas. The other guy's
fucking...
I don't even know where that guy is. That guy
probably
pretty much died.
Yeah.
The guy who got shot, the blonde guy, seems to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb guy's probably dead. I don't think we see him.
Yeah.
They go to the dressing station, and then the guy brings the horse back, and he's like, we need a vet.
It's the horse.
It's Joey. It's Joey, the guy who saved the horse, brought him back. And he's like, we need a vet. And the guy's like, I have all these people who are fucking like human beings and
yeah.
who don't have a vet.
Who cares?
I don't know. Let me look at it for a second. He's like, yeah, it looks like he's cut. That big cut, probably tetanus. He's fucking put him out of his misery. Just
shoot him. Yeah.
He's like, all right. So another guy pulls a gun out. He's like, all right, I'm going to fucking shoot him in the head.
Damn.
That leg's not going to get mend. And the sergeant's going to do it. But then, a little train sound. Little...
Oh, yeah, because that's what Albert does to get the horse to
and
come
the horse,
to him.
Like, about ready to get shot, just looks. Like, what?
Yeah.
It goes back. The guy's like, I'm going to fucking shoot you in the head. Pulls the thing down. And then there's the train sound again. And the horse looks up. They're like, what is that? It's weird. Huh. And this guy comes out. And he can't see the horse.
Right.
It's Albert.
Albert. Yeah.
He's
blind.
He's making the little sound because he heard a story about a mysterious horse appearing. It was like a miracle. This thing's riding no man's land. He's like,
that must be my
that
horse.
That must be my fucking. Awesome sexy horse. Who else could it be? So he's doing all this sound, like it's snowing, it's very dramatic, the music's going and the sound and the horse is there. The horse, they're like, let that horse come to me. And Joey
run to him.
Joey the horse shows up and goes to his owner and he pets him. He's like, it's you, you're here.
I'd recognize that tongue anywhere.
Guy, yeah. And, But the general guy comes over. He's like, what are you doing about this random horse? Who the hell are you? He's like, yeah. I'm a private Arcot, sir. And he's like, this is your... Why do you care about this random horse? He's like, this is my horse.
This is my love.
I brought him up. I could tell he's got four white socks and a little white mark on his head, but he's brown all over. And this horse is covered in mud. So the guy's like,
can't tell.
So he's like, you're an idiot. Get this, kill this horse.
Oh, shit!
But all the people, all the other soldiers are like, no, he's covered in mud all over him. So they like wash it off. And this is the part where I'm like, all right, this is a little too much. Yeah. They wash the feet off or the legs off. And they're like, oh, it's white. And then the general gets a rag. And he's like, cleans the horse's face. And you see the little white mark. And he's like, son of a bitch.
I really wanted to kill a horse today.
As much as like I wanted to fuck a horse, I wanted to kill a horse.
I really wanted to kill this horse. I love how all this is happening while, as the movie has admitted, people are dying.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like this general like surgeon guy is like,
we gotta wipe the horse down.
This horse. But it seems like everyone really wants to make this needs one sign of happiness in this horrible
war.
They can
see that there's true love in the building.
He's like, all right. It's clearly your horse. You guys have a bond. We'll patch up the horse. We'll treat him the best way we can, like the soldier he is.
This is so stupid. <I know. laughs>
And then we cut to some time later. The horse is all
they're married.
Is all better. I don't know how they fixed it because it had tetanus. Yeah. Maybe it didn't. The guy just didn't give it a good examination.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Albert can see again.
Thank God.
It's they announced the war is going to end. We're victorious. Let us all remember our fallen brothers on the field as the bell rings for one final time.
Yes.
Thank God for the end of the struggle. The horse looks great, having some great hay.
Looking good,
having
looking
a good
sexy.
Time. Looking sexy as Albert remembered it. But now, Albert gets some news from the captain. And is like, hey, so the war's over. The only people who can take their horses back are officers. Everyone else has to auction off their horses. So
this is so dumb.
We're going to have to auction your horse off. It's like, not my orders, man. I would have loved to have you keep your horse, but sorry.
Just don't report it.
Well, so what they do instead... is they give him enough, like, all the people band their money together to get Albert his horse back.
To keep his horse.
So back to the auction thing. Right?
Oh, yeah,
he's
at
another auction. So they go immediately to the auction. And they're like, does the major know about this? He's like, Major put in $10. Like,
he wants that horse.
10 quid or whatever.
Major wants to kill that horse.
He's like,
he's going to buy it so he can shoot it in the head.
No, the major's down. So they go to the horse place. The auction, and they're like, that's a thoroughbred. It's not a real working horse. No one's going to spend more than like $14 or 14 pounds.
Right.
And they raised 20 or something. So they're like, we got this. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So this butcher shows up. And he starts bidding against it.
Damn.
He's like, it's like 17, 20, 25, 26, 28
Damn.
Pounds. It goes all the way up to 30 pounds. And
that's
like,
what they originally bought
him. And like, it was funny because the little captain was going to like help him. Like, not the sergeant or whatever was like going to help him bid and everything. But like, he's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
and then out of nowhere, little French grandpa shows up. He's like, "I'll put down $100 for this horse."
Guineas.
No, they put pounds on it. It might be guineas. I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter.
100 guineas.
100 guineas for this horse. And he's like, "And if anyone bids more, I'm gonna sell my shirt for 10 more, and I'll sell my entire farm. I need this horse."
Why? Oh, for the little girl.
Little girl, right? And they were like,
"So is he gonna give up his horse?"
He's like, "All right." No one can afford it. So the little French grandpa gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert comes over and is like,
I really
like,
want that fucking
sure?
horse.
Like, I really want that horse. He's like, yeah, well, I heard about you and how you found the horse. It's magic.
How you
want to
fuck this horse or whatever.
Yeah. But like,
everyone knows of Albert the horse.
But
fucker.
I heard about this miracle horse and I knew it was my granddaughter's.
Uh-huh.
I knew my granddaughter found it. And they're like, where is she then? It's like, this is all I have left of her.
Dead.
She's
fucking
She's
dead.
Fucking dead, dude.
Yeah.
It says,
I'm going to spend $100 on a horse I don't even want.
I'm going to keep it. So he walks away with the horse, and then the horse gets out of his grip or whatever and runs back to Albert.
Yeah.
And Albert's like, I'm so sorry, buddy. Like, I know. We would have had a great life.
We could have had a little horse baby.
I would have treated you right.
Yeah.
But you got to go with him. It's hurting that man. You're gonna
make him a happy man.
You're
make plus,
him a happy
he's
man.
Old and I'm young. He'll die and I'll just buy you back.
I'll buy you back.
Yeah.
And the old man sees this.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck this. Fuck you. This is stupid.
The old man sees this. Yeah, see, that's the thing is, when I find it schmaltzy, I know Mike's going to hate
it. I hate this so much. He's like, I see now the connection you have with this horse.
He's like, I get it. Well, also, like, the fact that the horse did know him. Like, yeah, he did want to go
it's
back
like, yeah, it's
him.
Like Air Bud. Yeah, the horse ran to Albert.
Yeah, horse wants him.
This is so dumb.
And he's like, do you know what this is? And he pulls out, like, a pendant. Or like a banner.
Oh, like, yeah, that's his
like,
dad's.
That's my dad's banner. And I'm like, how did he get that? I'm like, did his dad fucking kill Emily's parents or something?
That'd be cool. That would be
like,
cool.
Or save them or something. Like, something. There's got to be some relationship. I do like how it leaves it kind of ambiguous.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's my father's thing. He's like, you could have this. He's like, oh, thank you. He's like, also, you can have this horse. He's like, are you sure? And he's like,
I'm going to kill myself anyway. I got nothing to live for.
He's like, it's what my little girl would have wanted. Okay. And he's like, oh, hey, thanks. What was her name anyway? He's like, it's Emily. It was Emily.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, thank you. Good cool. to know. And then he rides back on the horse on the orangest, most silhouetted ass background I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And we see his mom. He's happy, gives him a hug. I wrote, this looks like those Donkey Kong levels where they turn it all silhouetted
orange,
and with
yeah.
the beautiful sunsets. And he gives that like flag to his father. His father starts crying, shakes his son's hand, and they hug, and the family's reunited, and the horse just looks on, sexy as ever. And then the movie ends.
Hell yeah. And they cut to 5 years later. Albert's pregnant with the horse's baby somehow. This movie's so fucking like cheesy as hell.
It's very
dude.
Cheesy. That's what I'm saying. Cartoon. Like
cartoon.
This would have all worked in a cartoon.
This would have
also
worked in a cartoon.
Also, it was a little weird that they're like, I honestly was just like, the ending where they find the horse, I thought would have been enough.
Yeah.
And been like, oh, all right, we'll treat this horse right.
We need to add more to it.
No,
this
we
old gotta man.
Have like, oh, we have to have an auction and he has to fight for the horse again and like everyone has to come around it. I don't know.
That's pretty lame.
It was a little extra. I felt like they could have cut that part out.
I agree.
I get that he's like, I set it up. I thought that guy was gonna come into play later, like
the landlord.
Not the landlord. I mean, yeah, that now that I know about the landlord, he would come to play later. But I thought the old man.
Oh, the old
the,
man.
And
yeah,
the daughter would have come to play later, but not really. So
I don't know. And then none of the other characters seem to like. I mean, we never see Benedict Cumberbatch again.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah. Or Charlie.
We don't see Emily again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We don't see a lot of people already. So
that's all surprised to see this guy come back. So.
Yeah.
I mean. I was entertained the whole time.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of like, all right, come on. Like, it's a lot of like, love, man.
Yeah.
Love for this horse is going to make everything better.
Yeah.
And so it feels like a child's movie. But it's
it
so,
is a child's
but it's
movie.
So gritty. But it doesn't feel, but it feels like a child's movie, but doesn't market it as a child's
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
no
true.
Kid's going to be like, I want to watch War Horse. Maybe like Horse Girls will want to watch it. But even Horse Girls will be like, war? Ew. I want to watch
only
Spirit.
One Horse Girl in this.
I know.
I just want to brush the horse's hair.
I just want to brush the horse's hair and have the horse be like, I want to watch Black Beauty or whatever. I want to watch those movies. I don't want to watch War.
I don't
want
to see. I don't see a boy wanting to fuck a horse for like the entirety of this movie.
Exactly.
I will say it's definitely
it.
Better than 1941.
Oh no,
or whatever.
That's the thing. It's like overall fine movie,
passable,
totally okay.
Yeah.
I see why it didn't make a lot of money. It feels weirdly marketed. It feels like a weird experiment.
Yeah. It's weird because this is based off like a book and a stage play. Like the stage play existed before the movie, and I can't imagine
play.
A stage play working.
Stage play sounds so hard.
And like, because like the horse, obviously, it's not even a horse. It's a guy in like a horse costume.
They probably could have shot some scenes that they probably Mr. Hands wish you could have seen.
Oh my God. Yeah,
with
Mr. Hands.
Person.
Sometimes I'm like, God, one day I'm going to die. I'm going to miss out on all the movies that like might mean something to me, like all these meaningful films. Mr. Hands, if he had seen this movie. You probably wouldn't have.
That's such a real. That's such a crazy thought, Mike. But you're right. Yeah, you think about that.
I
you're like,
about that.
You're like, you die. You're like, man, I won't be able to see some art that some.
Yeah,
cool
some art
gonna...
is gonna come out that I'll never see. And Mr. Hands probably never saw War Horse.
But you gotta
and
see
he was all the worse for it.
But you know what? You gotta see Mr. Hands.
I got to see Mr.
And
Hands.
You know what? I bet the people in this movie thought, man, I could have saw Mr. Hands at
Do
some
you
point.
Think, like, how many people on this crew and cast had seen Mr. Hands previously? Can you even think about that? Like, do you think, like, some, like, production?
People from Hollywood?
Yeah.
50%.
Right?
For sure.
50%
of people have seen it. 50% of people have seen it.
Guys, have you seen Mr. Hands? Email us. Immediately there at podcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on Discord. And we have Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous Steven Stinkers episodes, you can find him any podcasting app. And
we got Instagram, too. Did you mention Instagram?
I thought I did.
I don't listen anymore.
That's fine. You can find him on any podcast you happen to
watch. I tried listening for half of it. I was like, hey, you know that thing you've been doing every episode? I have some comments on it.
You did a poor job this time.
That thing I never questioned, because you always do such a great job.
Oh, thank
I'm going to start questioning
I was rushing through it. I was rushing through it.
It might have went too fast for my little brain who's just thinking about Mr. Hands.
I was looking at Jeremy Irvine's IMDb, which, by the way, his name isn't in Jeremy Irvine. His name is Jeremy William Frederick Smith, and then he changed his name to Jeremy Irvine.
Lame. What a lame choice.
Very lame. He is in the new Silent Hill movie as James Sunderland.
Dude, that movie's fucking terrible.
Yeah, and he's in it. And he's also in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Now, that movie's great.
That movie is good. He's in Billionaire Boys Club. He's in that awful Stonewall movie, which was about the Stonewall thing, but it casted no gay people in it.
And that's crazy.
You never heard about this movie?
No!
Stonewall, it's directed by Roland Emmerich, the guy who made Independence Day. Made a movie about the Stonewall riots, and he casted no gay people in it.
How could you do that?
And
what year was this made?
This was made in 2015.
How could you do that?
Yeah, and here's the other crazy thing. So the controversy criticized the fact that it was a lack of representation of full diversity of people involved in the uprising, in particular people of color, drag queens, butch lesbians, transgender people. Emmerich responded to the controversy saying the film is racially and sexually far more diverse than some people appear to think. Irvine, who plays the lead role, denied the key historical figures have been omitted at a whitewashed. To anyone who's concerned about the diversity in Stonewall movie, I saw the movie for the first time last week and can assure you that it represents almost every race and division of society that was so fundamental to the most noteworthy civil rights movement in living history.
It does probably show them, but then it does.
Yeah, but are they like
gay people even played?
Yeah,
which is like, sure, whatever, I guess. If you want to play it that way of like, yeah, they're represented, but they're not actually in it. So like, well,
yes.
I mean, it's not like, what was the point of Stonewall then?
Emmerich said that he said, I didn't want to make a movie for gay people. I wanted to make it for straight people as well.
All right, buddy.
Apparently also, a major part of the movie, although the first-hand accounts who threw the first brick in the riots is very wildly, it is a fictional black transvestite character played by somebody who pulls out the first brick in the riot scene. So it's not even like a real person who does it. But yeah, so Stonewall.
Let me bring this back to War Horse real quick.
Oh yeah,
Steven
real
Spielberg
quick.
Said, when I'm on a mini movie, I'm watching Indiana Jones, not the horse he's riding. Suddenly I'm facing the challenge of making a movie where I not only had to watch the horse, I had to compel the audience to watch along
to care
with
about
me.
That horse.
I had to pay attention to what it was doing and understand its feelings. It was a whole new experience for me. And then I watched Mr. Hands, and I'm a changed person.
And I'm a changed man, yeah. An animatronic horse was used for some parts of the movie, like where he's in the barbed wire.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucked up.
The film uses a combination of real horses, animatronic horses, and computer-generated imagery. It says as well.
I mean, they did a great job. I thought it was, like, for the most part, barely ever a time where I was like, that's not a real horse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and that's War Horse.
Yeah, what else are you looking for, Mike? I feel like we should take us out of here.
Mr. Hands is an American man who died in 2005 during the horse sex scene.
That's what it's called? Is that what the video is called?
Yeah. The horse sex case is a series of incidents in 2005 who was an engineer who worked for Boeing and resided in Washington. He was a truck driver and other unidentified man filmed and distributed zoophilic pornography of him receiving anal sex from a stallion under
anal
the alias.
Anal sex?
Yeah, that's how he died. He got gutted by horse penis.
I thought it was the other way.
Good night, everybody. Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.